Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715-815.
There's a fascinating photograph in front of me. Catherine White, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And you sent me in this photograph.
I did.
And I've counted so far, I counted 40 people, and then I missed the man on his tummy on the floor with a bottle of Fanta.
With a bottle on his head.
bottle of Fanta, it's not Ryan Tuberty. Bottle of Fanta on his head. Right.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing about this, these are all relatives of yours, aren't they?
The
relatives
in
between.
The photo, well, it would be my mother, my father, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, and I think it was one or two brothers.
Okay.
But all of them are deaf. So it would be
everyone in that photograph, bar six of you, are deaf.
Yeah.
Wow. And people didn't know, and that's why your contact jumped out of us at us this morning. You say, yesterday marked a historical moment for the three generations of my family. As a daughter of two deaf children, my whole life was deaf. Deaf people are now first-class citizens. You were crying on the floor yesterday watching Minister Anne Rabbitt announce the formal commencement of the Irish Sign Language Act 2017, which is when it began. Why were you crying, Catherine?
Because it's three generations of my family that have been using sign language.
Yeah.
And they're now officially recognised as having a language in their own right.
And what does that mean?
Well, in the past, deaf people were just seen as, I got love them. And they can only use a bit of signing. But they weren't given equal value.
Right.
And I saw that growing up. But it was a paradox because my family were fully functioning.
Mm-hmm.
They were parents like any other parents were. They'd be giving out to you. They'd be laughing with you. They'd be getting you out of bed and getting you to mass and all of that. And sending you to school and making sure you were clean and making sure you were fed. And then you go out into the outside world and the perception was very different of them. So when you're growing up with that, you can't quite understand, like, but why do people say that?
Mm.
Why did they see them that way? And with the Act yesterday, now the Act was made official the 23rd, 24th of December in 2017 when it was signed by President Higgins.
Okay.
But it had taken 3 years to be implemented.
Wow.
So yesterday, so Anne Rabbitt yesterday didn't just speak to the implementation of it. She signed it.
Okay, so what does it mean now? It means you are...
It means there is hope.
But what does it mean practically?
Practically, it means that public bodies now have a duty alongside Irish to provide information and services through Irish Sign Language. So a deaf person can go to any public department now and saying that I would like my information in sign language and it will be provided.
Okay. And
that is a commitment that's been made.
And it's ISL?
ISL, yeah.
Okay. And to explain ISL, ISL is...
Irish Sign Language.
But it's not our scale yet such. It's the
sign language that's used in Ireland to separate it from, let's say, England, that has got British Sign Language, and America has got American Sign Language.
And that's the reason people often get confused when they're looking at the HSE press conferences.
That's
there will
right.
be a signer, but they're signing in ISL, aren't they?
That's right.
But when you look at the press conferences in Northern Ireland, this is one of the things I discovered when I was researching the book Children of the Troubles, because one of the children, her mother was deaf and she learned sign language. But in Northern Ireland, there are two sign languages. There's ISL and BSL. And basically, if you're from a nationalist background and you happen to be deaf or want to communicate with somebody who's deaf, you learn ISL, Irish Sign Language. And if you're from a Protestant background, to use the telegraphy, if you're from a Protestant background, you learn British Sign Language. It was completely different.
That's right.
And I remember the story from one person I interviewed. When you go into a dental surgery or a doctor's waiting room in Northern Ireland, you'll see a sign up saying, please let us know if you need a signer. in advance. Yes. And please let us know if you want to sign her in ISL or BSL. And that's why there's two signers at the in the Northern press conferences.
Yes.
Because they're doing two different sign languages.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And that shows the beauty of languages, isn't it? And the culture. And it's showing, you know, who you are, where you're from and what you do. And that is a very significant, I mean, worldwide you don't see that. And here we are in Ireland with the counties that we've got, with that kind of richness. And it's to be celebrated.
Yeah. And Catherine, what was it like for you growing up in a family? You say, you've already prefaced it by saying it was fairly normal, but you used a phrase earlier on about your parents that they were almost dismissed. Were they isolated if you were deaf?
Isolated in mainstream society, but not within the deaf community.
Of course, yeah.
Within the deaf community, it's very close-knit. They all were educators when, in my parents' time, my cousin's time, in Dublin, in Cabra.
Yeah, of course.
So
mm-hmm.
all the girls went to St. Mary's and all the boys went to St. Joseph's. So there was a very strong, extensive network within the deaf community. And when they went back to their own respective counties, they kept that contact. And I know that because we would be piled into two cars as many weekends as possible and travel to all of these deaf events and deaf clubs and parties. I mean, it was just pure deaf, but a very strong network.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are your parents still alive?
No.
Okay. And they would have, I'm sure, celebrated yesterday.
And that's why it's, my heart was fit to burst because it was my father's birthday yesterday and he would have been jumping up and down. He would have organised a party and he would have just been out and proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine. Are deaf people, given the topic of the show today, propelled by our listeners, I hasten to add, is discrimination on the basis of social class. Were deaf people who are deaf, are they discriminated against? I know yesterday was a great step.
Yes, and it is a great step because you can't go back on history, but you can learn from it and you can move it forward and give people hope and give people inspiration and people to say it is okay to be deaf and it is okay to use sign language. And it's legally recognised, and you can live a full life like anybody else does.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine, an incredible story, and congratulations to everyone who campaigned for that over the years. It's a long time coming, but it's a good development. Catherine, thanks indeed, and kind regards to you and your extended. Who was the man on the floor with the bottle on his head?
Who was he?
He looks like he's great fun. He's great fun.
And you see, that was the thing. They were great characters. They were very funny. And it's such a pity that there's no video records just to show the humour and the depth of their personalities and their characters and all of that. But that picture there is my reminder all the time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful photograph. A beautiful photograph.
I love it. It's my favourite photo.
Okay, and it should be. Thanks, Catherine. Says so much. That's Catherine White, joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.